Larry Clark is 52 years old and has never directed a movie before. But in some circles, he's been famous for years. Ever since the 1970s, when his book of photography, Tulsa, about teenagers and drugs appeared, Clark became known for living the wildlife he photographed. It was said that Gus Van Sant based his movie Drugstore Cowboy on him. And now Van Sant has produced Clark's first film, a movie that has created controversy already. Film critic Stephen Schiff has this review of Kids.
Kids is full of rough documentary-style camera work and mumbly non-actors playing mumbly non-characters. To a lot of people, those realistic signposts make it seem terribly urgent and true. But this is a juvie movie, plain and simple. One of a series of pictures that have been with us since the 50s. Movies designed to make grown-ups shake their heads and say, "Geez, what's the matter with kids today?" Larry Clark's film doesn't tell us anything we weren't already told by Blackboard Jungle, Rebel Without a Cause, or a dozen movies of the 60s and 70s. And it's a lot less terrifying and compelling than, say, Menace to Society. The movie was written by 19-year-old Harmony Korine and performed by a lot of his skateboarder buddies. As we watch, these kids smoke dope, chase girls, commit minor acts of shoplifting, and at night party themselves into oblivion. The action, such as it is, centers on 17-year-old Telly, played by Leo Fitzpatrick. He's made a specialty of seducing virgins. In this scene, for instance, he tries to coax his next conquest to come out and play, while his pals watch.
Darcy!
Hey.
Hey, what's up? What are you doing right now?
I was just getting ready to take a bath.
Don't take a bath. Come swim with us.
Hi, Darcy. Hi, Kim. Hi, Joy.
Come on, come swimming.
Right now?
Yeah, come on.
Hold on.
So that's your new girl, huh?
I hope so for now.
You like them kind of young, right? F***ing babies.
I like them new, not like you.
What drives the movie is a very simple plot device. One of Telly's past lovers has just tested HIV positive, and since Telly's the only boy she's ever slept with, he suddenly comes to seem a kind of lethal weapon, stalking virgins and implanting death. That gives the film a grim, doom-ridden air. But the movie blows the chance to turn all this into real drama, since it never becomes clear whether Telly realizes that he's ill. We don't know whether Telly's an amoral sexual thug or just a naive kid pursuing his urges. A better movie would have made something out of this, but in Kids there's less going on than meets the eye. The threat of HIV hangs over the film like a storm cloud. But for those who have long accepted the fact that kids like sex, there'd probably be not much else here to upset us, except that these kids are so amazingly listless and blank. I don't expect them to be talking about politics or the brilliant novel they read last week, but these kids don't evince any interest in music, movies, TV, food, clothes, sports. In order to shock the pants off us about America's wayward youth, Clark seems to have focused on America's dumbest youth. He hollows out his characters and then screams, "Look how hollow they are!" Kids is strikingly well shot, but I also think it's strikingly ineffective. Audiences have been so strenuously pre-sold on what a tough, uncompromising masterpiece it is, it's no wonder you may come out upset. You've just sat through this famous shocker and you don't feel shocked. You don't feel saddened. You don't feel much of anything. What you might feel is empty. And that, finally, is disturbing. Whereupon, you may well tell your friends, "Go see Kids. Hey, it's the most disturbing film of the year." My advice, if you're dying to watch a fantasy of bleakness this weekend, the lines are shorter at Waterworld.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.